It's Monday, June 14th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Congress's moves are becoming clear while New York takes a step forward and one back. And who's breached now? How did the hackers get in? Which industry? And more. This is the Business of Tech. Looks like that cyber incident reporting bill is coming. Senator Mark Warner previewed the bill to Axios, which is going to require critical infrastructure businesses, federal contractors, and agencies to report cyber incidents to the government, giving law enforcement and private sector partners the chance to get involved as soon as possible during an attack. Warner said that the bill would include limited immunity for businesses in connection with the reports, which would be kept confidential between the government and private sector partners. It's not the only bill coming. Five others rolled out in draft on Friday. Ending Platform Monopolies Act, seeking to break up companies, making it illegal for online platforms to own businesses that are essentially conflicts of interest because they advantage their own products over those of competitors. The American Innovation and Choice Online Act would prevent Apple and Google from setting prices and conditions for app developers. The Platform Competition and Opportunity Act would ban big tech from purchasing competitors to remove them as threats. The Augmenting Compatibility and Competition by Enabling Service Switching, or Access Act, seeks to improve competition by forcing companies to let consumers move their personal data between platforms. And the Merger Filing Fee Modernization Act funds the FTC and DOJ by charging higher fees for large mergers. In New York, the Senate there has passed the nation's first bill focused on right to repair. In an overwhelming 51-12 vote, the Digital Fair Repair Act is also pretty simple. Quoting from it, requiring OEMs to make available, for purposes of diagnosis, maintenance, or repair, to any independent digital repair provider, or to the owner of digital electronic equipment manufactured by, or on behalf of, or sold by the OEM, on fair and reasonable terms, documentation, parts, and tools, inclusive of any updates to information or embedded software. We will know soon on this bill. It needs to pass by Thursday to be in this legislative session. That said, also in New York, the bill that was passed to require ISPs to offer low-cost broadband was blocked by an injunction just before it was due to go into effect. So why do we care? For many small providers, a lot of these big congressional acts seem very far away. I do get it. It's the follow-on effects you care about. The U.S. government uses its buying power to affect change in a market because they are a very, very big customer. You may not be required to do these actions, but you'll find competitors who do them. We have guidance in nearly every stage here, draft, on its way to passing, and just after, and the takeaway? The legal landscape is fast changing. How are you managing this ever-changing list? You knew we'd have to talk more security. So who's been breached? Well, Electronic Arts lost source code for games. Food supplier Edward Don had disrupted operations. McDonald's lost customer and employee information for U.S., South Korean, and Taiwanese customers. And clean energy company Invenergy was hacked, and is indicating they will not be paying the ransom to group Revil. The EA breach involved social engineering. The hackers tricked an employee over Slack to providing a login token. And the former COO of Securelytics, which supplies network security services for the healthcare industry, was charged with conducting an attack on a Georgia medical center. Why? For the purpose of commercial advantage and private financial gain. The Adidon ransomware gang has shut down their operations. They've given their decryption keys to Bleeping Computer. Quoting them, ransomware negotiation firms and incident responders saw a mad rush by Adidon over the past few days to finalize ransom payments from existing unpaid victims. The thinking? Increased pressure from law enforcement and governments is why they shut down. Which sectors are being breached? The Herjavec Group says 32% of the victims on data leak websites in the first two quarters of the year fell broadly into the manufactured goods category. That's double the number of tech firms and IT service providers at 18%. And how are they getting in? Well, New Spire is reporting a 1,900% jump against Fortinet VPNs and 1,500% jump against Pulse Secure ones in their new 2021 Q1 Threat Landscape Report. Apple is testing a passwordless authentication called Passkeys as part of its iCloud keychain. Adapting existing WebAuthn technology does require developers to implement it. This joins Microsoft and Google in their efforts to go passwordless. Microsoft revealed some information about their Compromise Recovery Security Practice Team. This professional services emergency team is usually only publishing internal information, but with the rise in attack, Microsoft is revealing more about them. A generally reactive and travel-focused team, they focus on securing and restoring the highest risk assets, as your Active Directory, Exchange, and certificate authorities. They focus on three functions. Compromise recovery, which is giving customers back control of their environment after a compromise. Rapid ransomware recovery, restoring business-critical applications and limiting ransomware impact. And advanced threat hunting, proactively hunting for the presence of advanced threat actors within an environment. So why do we care? That Microsoft model is clearly a solid one for professional services organizations. It's also very, very hard to do. If the question we keep asking is, what can we do differently? I feel like pushing for passwordless solutions, funding law enforcement, and adding financial and responsibility incentives to prevention are the keys. Unlike the services offerings, they're hard to do. Then again, if it was easy, it would be done by now, and none of it nearly as profitable. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communications suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/mspradio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I did go a little longer than I try for, but there was a lot to report on, and I wanted to dive into those. Give me feedback. Love to hear from you. Dave at mspradio.com or on all the socials. Talk to you tomorrow.